This Consumers Real Estate Show is brought to you by American Real Estate Media, the country's top consumer-oriented media company, bringing you all the greatest resources and latest information in all things residential real estate. Now here's your host and answer man, Barry Miller, along with consumer guy Larry Stanley.
Good morning. In studio with us today, expert lender, Community Banks Mortgage, Del Van Essen. Good morning, Del.
Good morning. Yeah, it's great to be here.
Thank you for being here. It is always great having you. Our theme today, Del, is know what you are doing.
Yes, that's a great theme. There's a lot of things that you need to know what you're doing when you're buying a property or when you're refinancing. There's a lot of good things to know.
There are. And of course, we'll focus some on the seller side too. But in the case of the interest rates, it's good that we all know what the interest rates are. And thanks to you and your staff, you send us every week what the current rates are. And we have, of course, we have VA and FHA at 3.375%. 3.375% fixed rate for 30 years. We have conventional loans, typically with 20% down, at 3.75%. Imagine that. And they've been steady for weeks now, really all year. And then the investor loan, typically with 25% down, it's 4.375%, just a phenomenal rate for investors. And these rates are at par. You regular listeners know that par, unlike the golf definition, par for a home loan means no origination fee and no discount points. So there you have it, from 3.375% to 4.375% for an investor. 4.375% for an investor. Very, very good rates. And that's important to know. Why? Because we always encourage you buyers to be planning ahead, typically months ahead. The most important number on this show is 2, and we say even as buyers, you should be planning at least 2 months ahead. And so find out now what the interest rates are now and track them if you're anticipating buying in March or April. Now, you go much beyond May or June, and it's okay if you do not know what, in my book, it's okay if you don't know what the rates are now, but you better find out what they are 2 months ahead of time, get with a lender, and Del, why don't you take it from here? Why should the consumer get with you 2 months ahead of time, you know, talk about the credit situation and what you could do to have them in near or actually perfect position 2 months from now when they are putting a home under contract?
Yeah, it's good to be in the know about your credit. We've seen it so many times where there's a few skeletons in people's closet. And so it's good to do is get your credit report pulled, not just one bureau, but all three bureaus, and then you know exactly where you stand. But with interest rates, to get the best interest rate, you want your credit score at 740 and higher. Mm-hmm. Then it goes in 20-point increments, so 720, 700, 680. So like even this last week, we had somebody that had a credit score of 699. Mm. And they're getting close to closing. It's like, well, if we would have looked at their credit report 2 months earlier, we would say, hey, just do these couple
items. These little things.
Mm-hmm. And get your score above 700, and it gets you a better interest rate.
Let's talk about that, because so often we hear about our consumer friends, okay, I hope no listeners, but consumer friends who really have that, I like that example, 699 score at closing, and had they been working with you a month or two ahead of time, it would be that they could do things to help get that score up. But aren't there some things that buyers, once they put the house under contract, should not do? Talk about that, because a lot of buyers make mistakes and go out and do you know what, and then their score goes from 702 to 692, and that hurts them.
Yeah, exactly. In terms of trying to take on more debt, it's best to do is not take on more debt prior to buying your house. We've had situations where people, they see the sale, hey, same as cash, you know, buy this furniture, buy these appliances. And so all of a sudden they get a new credit card, it's $5,000 or $7,000. Even though it's zero interest, they think they're going to be saving a bunch of money. and all of a sudden their credit score goes down and that hurts them. There's always going to be a sale out there, so wait to buy those purchases after you purchased your home.
Yeah, so there are times when waiting is pretty much a necessity if you do not want to have a higher interest rate on your home loan.
Exactly.
So keep that in mind, consumers. Do you see the double-edged sword? Get in 2 months ahead of time, and good lenders like Dell is every time. He'll help you align your scores, do certain little things. Dell, you told me this week you had a client, something about, I told my wife, she was astounded, about the Denver Library card that they were delinquent on a $10 or $12 payment and how that affected their score.
Exactly. They didn't bring their book back in time, and so they thought, well, let's just not mess with it. Well, meanwhile, Denver Public Library puts a $10 collection, and that showed up on their credit report, and that dropped their score like 75 points.
75 points, Larry. Larry is with us, of course. 75 points.
That's really amazing for a $10 library card.
Yeah, exactly. So it's one of those things. It's like, hey, can you get that collection account removed from your credit and your score maybe shoots up 75 points? So it's important to be in the know about your credit before you buy.
And that's the theme today, Larry. As you know what you are doing. And Dell and I are having a good conversation about that on the front end, 2 months ahead of time. On the positive side of the sword, you get with Dell and you get your score up. Maybe from 718 to 742, and then you've climbed a couple of 20%, 20 point notches. Thank you. And then on the negative side, don't do some things. Dell will help you. Don't do this. And if you have, you find this great, great furniture set, and you have to put it on a credit card, hey, talk to us. There are ways we as agents and Dell as a lender can help you. If we have to, we'll go to the store with you and say, hey, can you hold this sale? I know it ends on Friday, but do you mind holding it for this consumer for 10 days so they could buy the house? Do you know that I predict over 90% of the stores in the country would hold that sale for a week?
Yeah, exactly.
When they know the reason why. Why? Because, heck, almost two-thirds of us own a home, and that is affecting everybody in every walk of life, and they would gladly hold that open. So get with Dell 2 months ahead of time so that you know what you're doing. Well, Dell, we talked about that side, the double-edged sword on credit. What else do the consumers need to be in the know about this 1 and 2 months ahead of time before they actually put a home under market, under price?
I think another big one is to know where their down payment's coming from. If somebody's looking at buying, there's a bunch of different sources on how you can get your down payment.
Mm-hmm.
If they're a first-time home buyer, then there's some different grants or some loans out there that they can get their funds.
Can I interrupt again? Is that okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Are those programs lumped? I haven't not had a first. I've had first-time buyers, but I've not had the first-time buyer using any of those first-time home buyer assistance programs. But are they lumped together anymore? Like, they used to be called government programs because most of them had some kind of government input into it, like multiple cities or the city or the state. We know CHFA, CHFA, Colorado Housing and Finance Authority. But are they lumped together sometimes in just general consumer terms, like, you know, government assistance programs? Are they called anything like that anymore?
Right. So you can use that term. There's like Metro Mortgage Assistance Program.
That's
there's
a specific one.
Yep.
Okay, good.
CHAC, Colorado Housing Assistance Corp. So there's a bunch of different government entities that they help different ways.
Okay, so that's still okay to lump them that way, just as a general lumping group.
Yes.
Because sometimes that you're only required to put $1,000 of your own money down.
Yeah, exactly.
And then how about that, the words I just used? $1,000 of your own money. Is it have to be from your own checking account?
That can actually be gift funds from like your parents or your family members. So it's actually not even your own funds. So
know what you are doing, Larry. It makes a difference and a positive help when you have a positive, all-knowing lender like Dell Van Essen.
That's right. I've learned the hard way that not all mortgage lenders are as easy to work with as some, and Dell is one of the easy ones to work with.
Dell, I want to talk a moment about you. We haven't dwelt enough time on you, and you're with us every month. You provide us with the interest rate update every week. Thank you publicly for that. Each week I have your name and Chad's name here, and most weeks we get that in with a specific name to say thanks, but for sure we say thanks. But more importantly, even than our thanks, is your ability and your team. Talk to us about your team, because you have members of your team that have been with you for over 8 months.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Listen to this. Thank you, Larry. You caught that one. Over 8 months. Tell us about some of the members of your team.
Yeah, I got two processors and two assistants. My processor, Marianne, she's been with me for like over 25 years.
25 years. I said 8 months. Yeah, I knew that. I've been talking with Marianne. Thank you, Marianne, if you're listening.
And my son, Seth, he joined me about a dozen years ago. Yeah. So he's right next to me helping with mortgages. But in terms of, we got not only like the FHA, the conventionals, the VAs, but if there's something unique, we can do portfolio loans. We're a direct lender to like the top 15 servicing companies, so we're always looking to see who has the best rate on a given day. Everything's done in-house, so underwriting, processing, closing, so it makes it a smooth process.
With that, let's have a smooth process so our listeners can call you. Please share your cell phone number, and it's callable now.
Yeah, my cell phone number is 303-587-5363. That's 303-587-5363. My license number is 777-172.